Exactly.
That is the organization building process through the internet. In 1989, when the total literacy campaign was taken for Ernakulam, we used the organizational component as well as the environment building component. Because to equip the people ready for receiving the literacy campaign, we used the Kalajata in a different form. It is called Akshara Kalajata. Because the Kalajata used for STEM learning and the teaching process. That Akshara Kalajata. In 1989, the same Akshara Kalajata was used in an all India level by Bharat Gyanvidyan Samiti, by the NLM and all. And it is now accepted all over India, I think. Not as a theatre group, but as an organizer as well as an environment. That is the history of the Kalajata material. I am giving the details. Now, the Kalajata has, and whatever the communication methods we are giving three kinds of communication, if you divide it. One is the information that is given. That is informative communication. In the nature, science, society classes, you can say it is more informative. But in the case of some other cases, we got ideative communication. We call it as an idea is being sort of given. Because we have a vision of a society, what should be the future society, what should be the process through which we have to undergo. Certain vague ideas, not crystal clear ideas. Nobody can say after the 1990 of the world situation, I am very clear about the world tomorrow, then he is a little mad, I say, because nobody can be crystal clear about that. So we have some vague idea about it. So that vague idea of a future society, what should be the minimum characteristics of that? That idea is we are doing, that is ideative communication. I have given the breakups in which how different lectures are coming in the different categories. The third one is provocative, there is no doubt about it. In Silent Valley campaign and in the energy campaign of Kerala, in which we had to fight with the both left and right of the political parties in Kerala, it was a provocative communication because we have to provoke people to act for something. So it's an informative communication, sometimes it's an ideative communication, sometimes it's a provocative communication. And in the theatre group when we use, the dynamics of using a theatre as a network is different from the dynamics of a theatre as an event. In a network, the dynamics goes to, as I said earlier, to the organization building as well as the environment building. Then there is another point also which we have been practicing in the whole history of KSSP, if I take that way. From 1975 onwards, we have been trying to propagate an idea about the development of Kerala. Later we have been trying to translate into the analogy pattern and also into a global pattern, but started with the study of the problem of a particular area of Kerala called Kuttanad. Kuttanad is called the rice bowl of Kerala, which is a low land, which is a subsea level, you can say. That's a peculiar way of paddy culture in Kuttanad, and it is used to be called the rice bowl of Kerala. There was a lot of pollution problems and wrong developmental intervention problems. So slowly we began to intervene into the developmental practice of Kerala's agriculture as well as industry. In industry, we have been critical about the path which we are following, especially where there is a crisis in energy, we are going for energy intensive development. That sort of critique was. By and large,